doors open. This is your red light.
We are on the National Mall in America.
Okay, how long have you lived there?
I've been in the District of Columbia my entire life.
Time now for our newest installment of What's with Washington, where WAMU listeners ask questions to help our reporters explore the quirks and mysteries of the Washington region. Today's question comes from Chris Scaptura of Springfield. He asked why Metro doesn't go to one specific place.
I'd always wondered why it never went into Georgetown. It went around Georgetown, it went above Georgetown, it went below Georgetown, but it didn't go through Georgetown.
WAMU transportation reporter Jordan Pascal looked into it.
Skeptour's friends had already given him an answer about Metro in Georgetown.
Many of them said, oh, the people of Georgetown didn't want it. They were concerned that it was going to bring crime into the Georgetown area.
This is a story that's told a lot, and it just won't go away.
People believe what they want to believe and narratives that they want to believe.
Joe Sternlieb runs the Georgetown Business Improvement District. Like many urban legends, the idea that Georgetown residents killed the Metro isn't true. Though Sternlieb says it has some basis in reality.
There were folks at the time who didn't want Metro, and in the region too, but the narrative really worked well for Georgetown because Georgetown was sort of seen as hoity-toity and exclusive and historic, and it fed that narrative really well.
Matthews is a reporter with the Georgetown Metropolitan. He tracked this story to its headwaters, a 1977 Washington Post article that quoted a famous Georgetown preservationist. Even she said,
we stopped it, and we wrote a letter in 1962, and we take full credit, and we're happy that it didn't come. As far as I can tell, that's the beginning of it. And within a few years, you're finding articles that just cite it as absolute truth that Georgetowners had blocked the Metro.
Whole complicated story about why there's not a Metro in Georgetown. I went to Metro's de facto historian.
Hey. Hey, Professor, how are you doing?
Good. Welcome.
Jordan Pascal.
Yeah,
nice to meet
you.
Jeffrey Schrag has done dozens of interviews and dove into a trove of documents for a book on Metro's history. It's called The Great Society Subway.
Metro was conceived of primarily to get people between home and work. So it's really something of a hybrid between a traditional subway and a traditional commuter rail system.
Yeah, it was to shuttle federal workers. Georgetown didn't really fit that bill. And the neighborhood is close to the Potomac River, which posed problems for construction.
It's not a terribly good place to put a station.
And there was just too much stacked against a Georgetown stop, and planners never seriously considered it. Even without a Metro rail station, plenty of people still find a way to get to the shops and restaurants and the row houses that define the neighborhood.
I came over here on a bike.
Car? I have to drive for my work.
The circulator.
That's at the Metro, the Foggy Bottom, and then I just walked.
People said they'd support a Georgetown Metro stop.
That'd be way convenient.
There's still hope for just that in the future. Metro is starting a 2-year study to fix congestion in a tunnel under the Potomac. A new tunnel with the Georgetown stop could help, but it will cost billions of dollars. Sternlieb of the Georgetown Business Improvement District likes the idea, but he hasn't put an opening date on his calendar just yet.
These things take a long time to get done. The financing takes a long time to get done, and the tunneling takes a long time to get done. So, you know, you're looking at 25, 30 years.
And if it does get built, maybe that old urban legend will finally be revised. For WAMU, I'm Jordan Pascal.